Good morning.
Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Katrina?
Yes, this is Katrina.
Hi, Katrina. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. I was
Yes.
reaching out to you because I see that you're interested in signing up to be the aide for Son Marie.
Yes.
Perfect. We had sent you a text message with the onboarding requirements that you need to complete. Did you get the message? All
No.
right, let me go ahead and resend it to you. Do you have a couple of minutes to go over the requirements just in case you have any questions?
Yes, I have a couple minutes.
Okay, perfect. So just resent you the text. Let me know if you receive it.
Yes.
All right, perfect. So I sent you a total of four links. So the first link is going to be for your onboarding, for your application. The second link is going to be the competency test. So this is going to be some reading material that you have to read through, and then you're going to have to answer about 80 questions based on the material that you read. Now, the most important thing here is that you complete the test, you finish it, and make sure you submit it, okay? Don't worry about the score you get. Now,
Okay.
go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for cutting you off. Is this letting us know that we're starting?
I'm sorry?
Is this letting us know that we're starting these documents?
You need this, yeah, before you start working.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when will we find out the hours that he will be getting?
So this is an enrollment case. I'm not really sure when you will be finding out, but you could speak to Shira in regards to the. Seems
Say
like
that
it's
again.
pending. You can speak to Shira. She's the enrollment coordinator of the case. She might be more knowledgeable on where exactly is the process. And maybe give you like an estimate of when it can be arriving. I'm not really in charge of the case. I'm not really too knowledgeable on what's going on or how long it's going to take for you to get the hours approved. Okay? If you like, I can give you her number. I'm mostly just in charge of your paperwork. So getting you on board and ready so when the authorization does come in, then you're able to start.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Do you want Shira's number?
Yes, I'll take it.
Okay, so it's 267-551
Hold on, 2 6 5 5 1.
7419.
You said her name is Sarah?
Shira, so it's Shira.
S-H-I-R-A. Okay. And can I ask, how much is the pay?
So the pay is really depends on the amount of hours that the client is approved for, but generally speaking, if the case is less than 40 hours, it's $14 an hour. If it's more than 40, you go into overtime. So it really depends on how many hours of overtime you're going to be receiving to determine a rate. So the
Okay.
overtime, I wouldn't be able to give you an exact answer for.
Okay, I understand. As long as if it's over 40, then you'll get 14.
If
Okay.
it's under 40, yes, you'll get 14.
Oh, if it's under 40.
Yes, under 40, you get 14. If it's over, like if it's 41 hours or more, you get into
No.
overtime. So that the rate needs to be negotiated, and it has to be based on the amount of hours that the case approves for. That's what.
Okay. And do you guys have sign-on bonus?
We do. We do give our sign-on bonuses. I can find out for you if we can offer you a sign-on bonus. I can get back to you on that one.
Okay. You was a big help. Can
You're welcome.
you say your name is again?
Monica.
Monica. Oh, yeah, it says it on the document.
Okay. So
So I could
then,
just say it then.
sure. So then the third link I sent you, Katrina, is going to be your direct deposit. So if you want us to set you up with that, just make sure you fill out that form. Double check your account number and routing number before you submit it, and that will set you up, okay?
Okay.
And then the last thing you need to complete is going to be the I-9 and W-4 document. So that's going to be, they're going to ask you questions like if you're a U.S. citizen, if you have any dependents you need to claim. You'll put all that information in those documents there, okay?
Okay.
Now, I do also need your two forms of ID. So do you have, like, a driver's license or an ID? All right.
Yes.
You can send me a picture via text, or I can send you my email, and you can text it to me or email it to me. I also need a picture of your social, and we do submit a background check report, okay? So as soon as you get those IDs, I can submit this report. Generally, it takes a couple of days for the results to come back. The sooner that I can put that in, the better it would be, okay?
Okay.
Now, we also need you to be up to date with your TB test. Have you gotten this test done within the year?
Yes. I have that all on my phone.
Okay, perfect. Send me the results via text if it's easier for you, or you can also send it via email. And then, have you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
Yes.
All right. Do you happen to keep any of, like, your old IDs, the expired ones?
No, I'm not. I don't think so.
Okay, so maybe, like, a bank statement or a bill.
I have a bank statement.
Okay. So we need a bank statement from 2023 or older that shows your name, your address, and we have to clearly see that it's from 2023 or older.
2023 you need?
Yes. Okay.
And say if I can't find a bank statement, what else can I send?
A pay stub, a W-2 form, a utility bill, bank statement, or any letter that you might have received that you find that has your name on it. It has to have a Pennsylvania address. Doesn't have to be your current one. It can be like an old address.
Because it's, like, say if I had gotten an appointment in 2023.
An appointment?
No, an appointment in 2023.
Yeah, if you send me, like, the employment document, then that would be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have any questions on any of the requirements?
No, if I have any questions, I can reach back out to you, Ms. Monica.
Yeah, you can call me or text me, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Christina, my pleasure. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Thank you, bye-bye.